Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sherry M., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Wyoming. Today is Thursday, September 8th, and today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 26, the fourth paragraph. Today's readers are Adrian M., Jody E., and Lois P. The reference number for September 7th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time is 19,381. And the reference number for this morning meeting at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard is 19,383. OA Preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Deb E. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, everybody. This is Deb E. in Montana. I am a compulsive overeater, and these are the 12 steps of OA. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends as to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And I will pass.
Thanks so much, Deb. And now we have the 12 traditions being read by Wendy G.
Good morning. 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve.
Thanks, Wendy. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes, and I'll be timing everybody, and I'll gently say time today. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on
Sherry, we can't hear you.
We lost
you, Sherry. Did you mute yourself,
yeah,
perhaps? Let's just give her just a second to log back on, everybody. You may have gotten kicked off. Okay, this is Leslie W. I may need to jump in here and help her out.
Yeah,
so,
did Adrian M. already start reading?
Oh,
did I get cut off?
There you go. We totally lost you for a second there.
Okay.
No.
So sorry. Page
26,
fourth paragraph. Adrian M.'s going to unpack it. My phone disconnected me. Go ahead, please. So sorry.
Okay, here we go. This is Adrian M., compulsive overeater from Central Florida. But this man still lives and is a free man. He does not need a bodyguard, nor is he confined. He can go anywhere on this earth where other free men may go without disaster, provided he remains willing to maintain a certain simple attitude. For me, I'm being told throughout this wonderful chapter that there is a solution as long as I use a simple kit of spiritual tools that's going to revolutionize my attitude, and that I need to accept spiritual help. And this is what Roland has done, which is explained in the next chapter or paragraphs that we're going to come to. But for me, I need to stay in fit spiritual condition by working the steps, by living for me in 10, 11, and 12, keeping my house clean, getting a bigger God every day, surrendering my will, being of service. I need to maintain a simple attitude. and I'm very nervous because this is my first time sharing. So that is basically what I have, and I cannot wait to listen to what you have to say. And with that, I'm going to pass. I walk a free woman today, and for that, I am grateful. Thank you.
Okay, Sherry, we can't hear you. So,
sorry about that. Hi. Thanks so much, Adrian. And I was saying amen to that. Thank you for getting us started. Before I take a lineup, I'd like to let you know that although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you have not shared on the line on Wednesday or Tuesday, please give me your name one at a time and I'll take a lineup. Thank you.
Elizabeth D.
Elizabeth
Wendy B.
Wendy B.
Roz G.
Roz G. Elizabeth D. Wendy B. Roz G. Anyone else would like to share this morning?
Annette M.
Annette M.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Hi, Deborah. All right. Well, that is a great lineup. So why don't we begin with Elizabeth D.
Good morning. Can I be heard?
Yes, we hear you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. My name is Elizabeth D. I'm a compulsive overeater in the Boston area. I was just reading this chapter with my sponsor yesterday, and this paragraph jumped out at me. He can go anywhere on this earth where other free men may go without disaster, provided he remains willing to maintain a certain simple attitude. And I wrote in the margin, in my own hand, the following words: I'm not in charge. The simple attitude that I need to maintain as a compulsive overeater is I'm not in charge, that my higher power is in charge. I can gain 60 pounds in a month with no problem at all. I am a hopeless compulsive overeater. And the only thing that has worked for me has been entire abstinence and the working of these steps every day in my life. And when I do that, I can go anywhere on this earth where other free men may go without disaster. And I can go into restaurants, and I can go to dinner parties, and I can go on vacations. A free woman, without fear. But I have to maintain a simple attitude, and that is I'm not in charge. So what does that mean for me today? Next week, I'm going to the Southwest on a hiking trip with my fiance. That means I've got to call the place where I am staying, the hotel, where we're in the cabins, where we're staying, and find out where reception is, because I need to be in touch with my sponsor every single day. I also need to find out what the food situation is there. Am I going to be able to get the food that I need while I'm there? It means that I'm in the hospital right now. I'm in a hospitalization period with my compulsive overeater right now, and that means I'm going to be bringing three meals with me on the plane on the travel day, and probably three meals packed on the return trip. So these are just simple things I have to remember. And it's just very clear to me that I'm hopeless and that the only solution for me is in this is in these steps while maintaining entire abstinence. And I'm grateful to be abstinent today, and I will pass.
Oh, thanks so much, Elizabeth. And next up is Wendy B.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And, you know, when it says he can go anywhere on this earth where other free men may go without disaster, provided he remains willing to maintain a certain simple attitude. And it just reminds me of, you know, working with others where it says we can do all sorts of things alcoholics are not supposed to do, assuming you're spiritually fit. And then in Into Action in step 10, it says, we feel as though we have been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. We are neither cocky nor afraid. That's how we react as long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. And we're also told in an alcoholic who cannot meet these conditions when we're still struggling, you know, with temptation and white knuckling our abstinence around our addictive substances, then we still have an alcoholic mind. And there's something the matter with our spiritual status. So God offers us freedom from the bondage of our substance, you know, if we practice abstinence from it and turn to Him to meet our needs instead of turning to our substance. We can only serve one master, and it will be either the food or God. You know, it can't be both. And if I'm in the food and it's controlling me, then I have made it an idol, you know, and I'm worshiping it, and I'm rigidly trying to control, if, you know, if I'm still like rigidly trying to control the food and manipulating it, you know, if that's all I'm thinking about, then I'm still in bondage, you know, and God wants to set me free from its hold on me. So I can use my free will to choose to serve God, you know, instead of the food, you know, and so I can experience life in between my meals, you know, so I can have healthy relationships and put a priority on relationships instead of just focusing on the food. And so this program works if we work it, you know, and if we put down our food. And thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thanks so much, Wendy B. Roz G is up next, followed by Annette. Go ahead, Roz.
Good morning, everybody. My name's Roz G. I tried to share on the earlier meeting, but there were so many people. So thank you that I'm here. And I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. And I just want to say that I traveled the earth, and I was a free woman over the summer. I traveled to Israel. I went on a two-week tour with a church group, and we walked a lot of places. And at every national park, historical site, Holy Land site, there's ice cream. And I did not touch the ice cream. That's a miracle for me. But I'm telling you, I didn't do it in my own strength. You know, I had the attitude, like it says, I had the attitude of knowing I'm a compulsive overeater. And if I eat that ice cream, I'm going to get into a place I don't want to, I'm going to go to a place where I don't want to go. So I made phone calls. And I found two people in Israel who are on these meetings. They may be here today. That I texted my food to, that I texted my nightly reviews to, that I texted my attitudes to, because I had a bad attitude. You know, I started calling ice cream the F word because, you know, I just did. But I got out of it because of the 10th step. And I traveled on a cruise ship a couple of weeks ago. I went, and that is just the food. It's just food on that ship. Everywhere you go, buffets, desserts, alcohol, you know, everywhere. And I was a free woman on that ship. I purchased the Wi-Fi. I sneakily listened to Zoom meetings in one ear, you know, because I needed God with skin. And I needed my higher power, you know, on the ship. So that was my attitude. I have not arrived. I'm a compulsive overeater every day. But I do have joy in my life. I have an attitude of joy. I just got off a gratitude meeting in Al-Anon. I have to be grateful, make my grateful list. And if I have an attitude of gratitude, which is a cliche saying today, but it's so true. It saves my butt, saves my bacon, which I don't eat. So thanks, everybody, and I pass.
Hey, thanks so much, Roz. And next up is Annette. Go ahead, Annette M.
Hi, this is Annette M. from Toronto, Canada. thank you all for your shares. I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. You know, this program is simple, but it's not easy. You know, and it's also a disease of forgetting. And if I don't do the things that I need to do on a daily basis, regardless of how tired I am, how, you know, anything, it's only a matter of time till my thinking will get me back in an unrecovered way. And I have to accept beyond any reservation that I am an addict. And with acceptance, there comes a surrender. And it's just, it's like someone else said before, I'm not in charge. And when I can come to a meeting, when I can say that out loud, I know that God can step in. And I have to be reminded that if I want to live a sane, productive, purposeful, useful life, I have to stay connected. I have to go to God every day. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Oh, thanks so much, Annette. And next up is Deborah G., and then we'll be taking a new lineup. Go ahead, Deborah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah G. from Arizona. And thank you so much for chairing the meeting and everyone that's made this meeting possible. Welcome to the newcomers. So glad you're here. And thank you all for your shares and 12-stepping me today. Wow, that's how I get the attitude from all of you. And I love what was shared about staying connected to God, staying connected to that divine loving presence. Oh, that just loves me so much, connected to that love. And being aware, being alert, aware, and awake when I get disconnected, because I'm not always connected because of my humanness and my human condition, and I can get off the beam. But today, because of what was shared also, you know, doing the action, the practices that I, you know, do with 10, 11, and 12, my prayer, my meditation, doing my 10 steps. Well, what happens is I see when I get disconnected, and I don't stay in it to where I go to a place where I'm in the food. You know, I might even have a thought about a food, but today my next thought is it's an alcoholic food for me. I can't have that food, you know, because there have been times where I've seen something, you know, and, oh, wow, that looked good. I mean, I remember, you know, I still have that programming of how something tasted, and that's still in there. But then I also have these beautiful 12 steps that I'm living that it's like an intervention in there to tell me the truth. I got to be honest. I have to see the truth. And the truth, being honest with myself, is I can't have that food. Others can, and that's okay. And that's the joy, that I can be okay with others having that food or going places where that food is, you know, and just, again, reminding myself, you know, that not only am I a compulsive overeater, but that's an alcoholic food for me. And I'm so grateful to have that awareness and have that divine presence in my life today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Deborah G. And before I take some more names, I'd just like to let everyone know that we are on page 26 today in the big book, and we've read and unpacked the fourth paragraph starting, "But this man still lives and is a free man." And if you have not shared on any vision call on Wednesday or Tuesday, please give me your name.
Monica K., California.
Monica K.
Mo H.
Hey, Mo. Okay.
Alexis F.
Alexis F. I think someone else tried to come in at the same time. So I have Monica, Mo, Alexis. Anyone else? Okay, let's start with these three, and then we'll get some more. Go ahead, Monica.
Hi, my name is Monica Kay from California. Thank you, Sherry, for your service and everybody else on the line. My goodness. So I just finished step three today, and the way it is for me is such a promise to be a free woman. And I don't see a free woman as just free of the food, but free of the thousands of pounds of heaviness on my back that I have been carrying. And I am told that there is God, or I found the God, or I'm seeking God or higher power or whatever it is that can relieve me of all of that heaviness that I thought I had to figure it out, meditate out, read it out. And all the ways I try, and I really try to be like kind and nice and read, and didn't work for me on my own. Like, I cannot force like God out of myself. So I'm so grateful for the fact that I don't have to do it anymore. I just have to follow simple direction and follow what I've been told, and seek deep in the God or the power or the quiet voice that is there to protect me, and not protect me, to guide me of the actions. I love, like my sponsor said today, is that my instinct has been so wrong. It's just, I try so hard to be a good person, and I have, you know, my sister, my only sister, doesn't want to talk to me. That's how I manage on my own. So I'm just very grateful that there is a program and steps, and I can do it, and I cannot do it when I am in the food, because that's my God. Like, always, I will always choose God, and there is, I'm not able to feel the pain that, and the pain, actually, the fears, the pain, the resentment, they brings me to something else than the food, which has to be God, because I don't know any other way. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Monica. We're so glad you're here. Thank you for sharing. Mo H is up next, followed by Alexis. Go ahead, Mo.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you very much. My name is Mo H. I'm a recovered compulsive eater in Northern California. I want to zero in on the word bodyguard, but this man still lives and is a free man. He does not need a bodyguard, nor is he confined. I used to think that when people were in the house, that they were my bodyguards, because I wouldn't eat around them. I always waited until they either went to bed or were out of the house or whatever. And I used to say, oh man, I can't wait till this house gets empty. Well, guess what? My house is empty now. I lost my husband 2 years ago. And not that he was my bodyguard, but it was, you know, kind of a way I approached the program. I had neutrality around the food for like 5 years, and that wasn't an issue. But after he died, a lot of things changed, and it did become an issue. But today, with the help and the grace of God, my higher power God, my sponsor, and all of you on this meeting, and those who really supported me through that difficult time, that I am feeling more free today, and I can be free in my own home and eat abstinently with just the foods that I need here. And that is what I wanted to focus on there, and on the simple attitude. So what is this simple attitude? And I have written in my book, it's a divine yes. Yes is humility, and I need humility throughout the day in all of my actions. Just being present for outreach calls, making calls back, which I have not been very good at, and I'm really working toward doing that more often, because that's all working my program, and being present for any of those people that is in my life. And so I think that's all I have to say. With that, I pass. Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Mo. Okay, Alexis is up next, and then I'm going to take another lineup. Go ahead, Alexis.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, everyone. This is a disease of the mind. And what the attitude comes from the mind. So when I make a choice and say, you know, I want to eat healthy. I don't want to eat sugar. And I don't want to eat certain foods that are my alcoholic foods. I decide in God's will to have the willingness to coincide with his will. I'm grateful that I have this disease of compulsive overeating because I can pass it on to other people, my experience, my strength, and my hope. And I can pass on my knowledge of the big book from coming here and reading it so often. And I'm grateful that I have a mental illness because I can tell the people in Overeaters Anonymous that you don't want to be in those type of places. And the only place you're going to wind up is dead or in a mental institution. I've been in a mental institution and they're horrible. The conditions are unsanitary and just very, very, very inhuman. And I read a book that made me think about a concentration camp, and that brought me to more honesty about my experiences. And I used to smoke 4 to 5 packs of cigarettes a day, and I have to testify to that because God relieved me of it also. And I just want to say I'm really grateful to be here and listen to all of you. I have a daughter who tells me she has no thoughts in her head. And I thought she's a witness to me of what meditation can do, you know, except when she's in a conversation with somebody or she's reading or studying. And she really is an example to me. Thank you.
Oh, Alexis F., where are you calling from in case someone wants to find you on the phone list?
New Jersey.
Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, I'm going to take another lineup. And just a gentle reminder that we like to hear from everyone's and hear their experience, strength, and hope. So we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day. So if you shared on Tuesday or Wednesday, we ask that you hold back maybe perhaps till tomorrow. So who would like to share today? Please give me your name one at a time.
Hey, can I ask what Charlene N. from Goodyear?
And this is Kathy okay. D. Can you tell me what you read?
Yes. And do you want to be added to the lineup for reading or for speaking?
If you can leave me last, I'd like to go over the reading real
you
quickly.
Got it. Yeah, sure. You. We're on page 26, Kathy, and we read the
thank
fourth
you.
Paragraph. Mm-hmm. So here's what
be.
I have. So
Anne B.
Okay. Anne B. Okay. I have Matt, Charlene, Kathy, and let's start with these four. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, Roar. My name is Matt M. I'm a compulsive overeater and exercise bulimic out of New York City. And I don't have that much to add. I just wanted to claim my seat. I've been coming to this meeting on and off for the last couple of months, and I've never shared before. So I just wanted to claim my seat and say hello and thank everyone for their service today. I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Matt. Welcome, and we're so glad that you spoke today and gave us your info. So, keep coming back. And next up is Charlene.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. I am Charlene N. from Arizona. And I just wanted to say I'm so grateful for this fellowship, Vision for You. I have been in and out of relapse for a couple of years now, and I have found my higher power again, and I've turned everything over to him, and I am abstinent for, I don't even know, I'm just so grateful. And to me, this reading really resonates the words neutrality to food. I have had no, this is so different this time. I have just complete neutrality. I have no desire to eat off my food plan, to eat my alcoholic foods, or even my alcoholic behaviors. They have just been miraculously removed from me. I'm working hard at the steps, and I'm looking at them as a newcomer, and I am just so, so grateful. And with that, I pass.
Thanks so much, Charlene. And Kathy's up next, followed by Anne. Go ahead, Kathy G.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, but this man still lives, and it's a free man. I am so excited to say that I'm abstinent again. It seems to be easier this time, but I can always go back, you know, so easy because of this allergy in my body. I was explaining to my son this morning, he was seasoning the meat, and he says, come taste this, Mom. See if you like this. I said, well, let me look at the ingredients. The first thing is brown sugar. And I'm like, that's why it's so good, son. And I was explaining about the allergy in the body for me, what happened. So anyway, and you know, they say that it's a certain simple attitude, you know, that we must maintain this certain simple attitude. And for me, it's, I have to maintain the steps in my life for sure. And that spiritual experience, unfortunately for me, it don't seem like it happened miraculously, because every time I slip and I go back to step one, you know, what happened at the time you decided to put that food in your mouth? And I have to think about that and think about it. And sometimes I just didn't have the answers. But lately, it seems like God is, you know, giving me those answers, revealing to me what it is that I need to know and that I need to trust and rely on him each and every day to become, to stay that free man that that paragraph did talk about. I definitely do not need a bodyguard. At one time, I thought I really did. And I can go anywhere, and I'm free of the disaster and the mood swings. The mind is clear where I don't have to deal with the anger, resentment, and all that other stuff that comes with it. But thank you so much for allowing me to share. I made myself share this morning because normally I do not share. Thank you.
Where are you from, Kathy G?
Well, the only way to talk like this is if you're from Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana. Everybody, I can see that. Thank you.
Thank you. Louisiana. Thank you so much, Kathy, from Louisiana. Okay. Ann B. is up next.
Hi. This is Ann B., compulsive overeater. I don't like that word. Recovered, but I have been abstinent 17 years. I do usually live in Westchester County, New York, but I am currently traveling in New Hampshire. Yeah, I do have that freedom of from food obsession most of the time, and I'm very grateful for that. There are the occasional moments when I look at my meal and I feel this sense of terror that it's not enough. But usually I'm okay, and usually I'm able to remind myself of, no, look, Anne, you ate the same meal yesterday, and it was enough yesterday. It'll probably be enough today. But I've met people who, you know, have been abstinent 17 years or who have been abstinent 20 years and still relapsed. And every time I think, oh, wow, okay, I've been abstinent longer than this other person, I meet somebody who was abstinent even longer and relapsed. And absolutely, I know that while I'm in these meetings, my disease is doing push-ups in the parking lot. And I can see that the thinking coming back, the resentment, the, the fear, the self-pity, all those things, and the thought, well, I've been absent so long, I should be able to eat that trigger food now, you know, and no. it's a dangerous drug, it's poison. And it's insidious, cunning, baffling, powerful. And, you know, I'm so grateful, especially when I'm traveling like this, that I can always get one of these meetings either on the phone or else as a podcast. And I particularly find often in the evening when I'm going to bed, getting ready for bed, that listening to these meetings is really helpful. So I will pass.
Thank you so much, Anne. And we have time for one or two more shares. So who else would like to share? All right. Well, I don't know if this is taboo, but I'll take a share because I haven't shared this week and nobody's speaking up.
Enjoy.
So my name is Sherry, and then I'll take Joyce. Great. I'm Sherry, and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater and free today, free woman, because I found a vision for you. And what does freedom look like? It means I can go anywhere or do anything. I don't have to be confined to my house following a food plan, afraid to go out, afraid to go anywhere. I have had so many different life experiences happen in the last almost three years of being recovered. And the attitude that I have to maintain is one, what was said before, which I also have in my book, of yes, what do I need to do to recover? That's my attitude, and every day reminding myself that I am not the higher power, I'm not God. And so by doing all the steps, 1 to 12 every day, I can get rid of Sherry, right? Sherry needs to go away. All of my wants need to go to the side so that I can do what God would have me do. And as long as I keep God first and say yes, I have been able to do things that I never thought I could do in my life. I have been transformed into a woman with different ideas, different perceptions. Different ways of handling life. My husband had to go to the ER last week, and it was a very scary situation. Not once do I ever think food is an option for anything. I handle life on life's terms. We go, take care, I show up, I bring God in. And then I go home and I get my little abstinent dinner and bring it back to the hospital. And as long as I remember that I have a deadly disease that's permanent, progressive, and fatal, it will never be arrested. The only way I have a reprieve is by going to God every single day. I can get through anything, remembering that without God, I am nothing. And with God, I can do and be, and I can do anything beyond my wildest dreams. And my little plans and designs, like I read today with my sponsee, we were reading about what I thought I needed for my life was so little and so small. And what God has had in store for me is so much bigger. By just saying yes to God, no to Sherry's wants. Yes, God, what do you want from me? I'm so grateful that I've been able to be free from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, a trap of being in jail every day, going to food, and I haven't had to live like that 1 minute since I surrendered. So thank you so much, and I'd love to hear from Joyce next. Go ahead. Thank you. Star one to unmute, Joyce.
This is Joyce from Colorado. Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you. Go ahead, Joyce.
Thank you. I just wanted to claim my seat today, too. I relapsed this last weekend, and I'm now again on day 4. So I'm turning my life over to God moment by moment. And this is such a blessing to be in this program, or I'm sure I'd be over the deep end and sunk again. So thank you all for being here and for 12-stepping me every day of this. And praise be to God. I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Joyce. And if you haven't already identified as a newcomer, please stay to the end so people can outreach you today. Thank you. Anyone else like to share? We have time for one more. Who would like to close us out this morning? And just a gentle reminder, there's a lot of background paper shuffling. So if everyone can press star one to mute so we can have a quiet line, that would be great. And who would like to share?
Hi, good morning. This is Anne S.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
I'm calling from Maine, and I am also a newcomer. My sponsor told me yesterday that I should start sharing when there's an opportunity at Vision for You. So here I am, and just so grateful for this program. I am not free yet, but I can see there's hope for that. And I look forward to more great things to come. I look forward to being able to be out and about in the world and not be afraid and worried or turning to food when things don't go my way. And I think my sponsor and all of you assure me that if I really do the work and follow her directions and follow the steps, that I can be free. And so I very much look forward to that. Thanks.
Oh, thank you so much, Anne. We're so glad you're here. And it is such a blessing when people speak up and claim their seats for everyone. It's a We program. We have time for one more share today. Who would like to take that? We have a 2-minute time.
Yes, Jody H.
Go ahead, Jody.
Thank you. My name is Jody H., and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. And I am so grateful for this program. It saved my life in the year 2000. In 2020 when COVID hit. This program has saved my life and given me a brand new life. I have had awesome sponsors, and I'm currently working through the steps with a sponsor. Somebody had the bravery to share that they had gone back out. And I also went back out this past weekend, and after a good long time of abstinence. And, you know, in some ways it's discouraging, but some ways I know that's what compulsive overeaters do. That's what my nature is. But there is recovery and there is freedom, and I can get back in the program. But the thing is, according to the Big Book, which I love the literature, in chapter 5, you know, it talks about, you know, we can recover if we have the capacity to be honest. And that's why I'm sharing this morning and putting myself right out there. Because many people know, you know, I've been absent a long time, but I'm not absent right now. I am absent this morning, thank God, by the grace of God. And, you know, if I be honest, I can recover. And thank you so much for your service and for all those women on the line. There is hope. This life has given me a life comparable to none. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks so much, Jody, for closing us out. Where are you from, Jody? Okay, maybe she didn't hear me. Oh, okay. And I'd like to give a big thank you to Leslie for helping me when my phone was acting up. It's definitely a We program. So thank you, everyone, for a great meeting. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Jody E. please read a vision for you?
Yes, I will. Thank you, Sherry, and thanks, everyone, for a great meeting. My name is Jody E., and I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.